you want to hold a grudge, I might as well explain my version of events. I said what I had to say because it was honest, true to the best of my knowledge, and I really wasn't thinking anything outside of that. Yeah, I can't say I was trying to offend you, but at the same time, if you couldn't see what was going on, that's not my problem. There are certain ways that people behave. And you know what? There are certain things that are just downright fucking illegal and shouldn't go on. I don't put up with anybody's bullshit. I shouldn't have had to. And I didn't. So I was honest. I gave my reasonings. I gave my attestation of what I witnessed. And too fucking bad that you were so spineless that you couldn't see it. Sooner or later, this virus is gonna catch up with you. And I warned you. I warned you about it. Maybe when you're laying in bed and your body is burning from head to toe, you'll think about it. You'll think about what I said. How much damage you caused just by being stupid and by being weak. Because to me, that's what you are. But yet, for whatever reason, I wanted to bring you comfort. Because you seem like you were also hurting. It's weird. It wasn't my intention to hurt you at all, like I said. It's not even my intention to hurt you now, but I'll say freely what I need to say, even if you don't agree with it, or even if I'm right. Maybe you'll wake up one day before it's too late and really be a man about stuff, but I don't think so. You're the perpetual man boy. And maybe when you're laying in bed and you're scared because your nervous system is firing from head to toe with such intense pain that you know that you've been touched, maybe then you realize that it's time to grow up.